here as I do this, so I'm multitasking.
Take your time. I'm doing the same as well. It might not be a cigarette.
Oh, I hear you. I don't have one yet, but I hear you. So, religion and atheism, huh?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Really want me to go there?
which side are you on? Which side should I? Should we?
Well, I'm not Christian.
Yeah, not same side.
All right. Hey, churches piss me off just because they get people to follow so blindly that they'll walk into a wall and know it that they're walking into a wall.
Very much so. Among
other things. And people that need church aren't allowed in church because they don't look the part. They don't dress right. They're not proper, prim and proper. They look scuzzy because, you know, we're strung out on the shit we got to deal with.
Right.
We need to be the ones in church, not those people that go home and beat their wife at night. Church.
Definitely. You know what? And the craziest thing about that, like that small group of people, because I'm African American, so I have my cultural background is so what I like to call lost in the sauce. It's so lost in the sauce that they literally believe that, you know, we don't deserve our heaven on earth. You know, like we are the one of the ultimate, like one of the biggest example of when it comes to races of people who do not believe we deserve anything until death. Like we have to die to get anything, you know, like 400 years of slavery. I'm talking segregation, police brutality.
Yeah.
It's all good because you know what? We're going to go to heaven as soon as this is all over. And
we're
going to be good. And it's the biggest crock that I've ever seen put over the biggest mask I've ever seen put over a whole race. And I just chose that I wasn't going to be that guy to, you know,
not going to be the fool.
Sit back and just pray for something when I could stand up and go get it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to be that guy, you know?
I have a friend who had put it the best way. All right, now, if I give you something,
right,
do you owe me for it? If I just give you a gift, do you owe me anything?
I wouldn't say no. No, I wouldn't say anything. If you gave me something, that's what you gave me. I don't think I owe you anything.
Just give you $100 bill. So here you go. Have fun. Do what you want. Now, we're given life by God. What do we owe him?
I don't know. I didn't ask for it either. I didn't know. I didn't fill out an application for it.
Why are we indebted to him for something we didn't even, I mean, that he, a gift that we didn't even want?
Not at all. Not at all. And if we'd had a choice, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you gave me a situation, now if life was a situation like one of these movies here, and you gave me a pamphlet before I was born, I'm a soul, and you gave me a pamphlet and said, "What do you want to be?" I would have picked 6'8", highly athletic, maybe more of a lighter tone, less melanin, just to go with the way the things go. Put me in a better geological area. I'd have did that. But no, I got a, hey guy, you're black. You're going to be 250 some pounds. It's going to be a lot against you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you don't have a damn thing you can do about it.
Not at all. But you can pray though.
What the fuck am I owe God for? I don't like being that evil sounding, but really,
one thing I always say, man. Like I said the way the Bible works, man, it's so twisted that you would believe that maybe the devil's the good guy.
Well, and some do. There's a lot of people Gnostic gospel and such.
You know what I mean? I definitely don't like to. because I used to be an atheist that used to be the very, very harsh atheist. Don't come around me with it. You know, like
I can't. People.
You know what I mean? I would tell people, you know,
you're being an idiot.
Yeah, you know what I mean. You're being stupid. I'm sick of it. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And I would end up noticing that I'm talking to my mom. So I had to change that up. I had to get that together. I had to figure out a different way to come at mom, people. And, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And for everybody that you know, that can believe, I guess, you know, I'm not it's their life. If it makes them happy, go for it, I guess. I got my own personal relationship with my own God or whatever, you know,
right,
if you will. But it's nothing, nothing like that. And then you get back to the whole Bible thing. That was derived by the kings and whatnot.
Right.
It was a power play. It had nothing to do with religion. Nothing right. to do any of the shit they're claiming.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, we, you know, kind of pulled one over on you and, you know, sorry about that. You know, I might be a little bit more forgiving, but no, they don't.
Literally, it's the only book with iOS 8 updates every couple of months. You know, you get an update on the we got a newer testament, and mm-hmm. it's saying that homosexuals can come in now. Like, oh, that's crazy! Like now they're good. Like, oh yeah, now no, God didn't say that they couldn't come in. I'm like, wow, for like the past 10,000 years, you guys were meeting them outside and beating them with religion over the head and making them change. Now it's because you know, because it's literally 80% of your congregation. Now you start to notice that, well, we might need them, you know,
my biggest pet peeve is a hypocrite.
Definitely. And it's just that book, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, honestly, it just might be a God these days. Like, we got nothing that we're getting steered so far away from what he might really be. Right, you know what I mean? We're ending up being looking like, oh, you guys are atheists. Like, it's like, I never said that I'm not in a search for something that's a good truth. You know what I mean? If you tell me that this is what it is and you can show me some good facts, show me something that I can go towards, this is the result, then cool. But don't tell me to just read this. You know what I mean? Like, just read this. This is the basic instruction before leaving Earth, Bible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You read this book, and I know you're going to be poor. I get it. And things are going to look crazy. But we got a nice place up here where you can't curse, smoke, have sex, or do anything. You'll sit here and you'll pray for the rest of your days. I'm like, okay, now this is – now what? What's going on?
Fair. You're taking away all the good stuff. You're good.
Exactly.
Oh, shit. Fair?
It doesn't seem fair at all. I mean, at least after me going through this bullshit, I mean, at least when I get up there should be a nice cold six pack. There should be, you know what I mean? There should be at least a nice little bush, a burning bush for a guy like me. And it should be a selection of nice women who don't say no. I don't know. If that's up there, then I'm all for it. But I'm not going down there to pray some more. Now that doesn't. I'm like, wait a minute now. Now, come on, guys. Who's running this place?
Is anyone?
Mm-hmm. It's a free for all.
And then you got people like Jim Jeffries or fucking FDL, FLD.
Of course.
Those crazy kooks, and then you got the John Brown and his lunatic.
Exactly, man. Not even gonna get it.
Mob hung him as mm-hmm. the fucking crazy dude that, I don't remember exactly. Yeah, I am off.
Right.
I mean, how can you follow somebody like that? Like, how can you put your faith in somebody that people obviously didn't care for enough, hung him in jail?
Right.
You know, and
right. Listen, man, we are thinking like we're the only people who are we monetize off of something that's supposed to be a good thing. We definitely we walk around with our Savior's autopsy as one of our jewelry pieces. Like, so that's the thing you do. You know what I mean? I wouldn't walk around with my mom's car crash. If she died in a car crash, I wouldn't walk around with the broken car as a symbol on my neck. Like, let me show you guys how real it is.
That's just disrespect.
It definitely, it would be disrespect. And they got us all twisted around. And they got us right where we wanted. We got us at the point where, you know what I mean, the government's shutting down so bad. It might be, you know, for some people, like, I don't mix politics and religion, but you know what right. I mean? The politics are so bad, you almost get religious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? you got to sit there and be like, there's got to be something better than what I'm dealing with right now. So, we're in a lost place, man. Like, we're just in a lost place. And, you know, conversations like this is the only thing that's going to, you know, mend the sensible people together. I don't know. You know, I can't, if they're looking for a savior, you know what I mean? I can't offer you that, but I'm definitely not going to promise you a staff wielding guy is going to come out of here and part some Red Seas and get you out of here. I'm not going to promise you that, but we could build together and get a good idea of what we want. You know what I mean? Fund it, put the backing towards it, get up off your knees, get your feet working. And then let's put some groundwork in. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I really don't even have the answers for everyone. Like, the whole majority of the people who probably will listen to this and, you know, they'll bash and they'll say, you know, you guys just need Jesus. Like, I'm like, so if I just go tomorrow and be like, cool, I'm riding with Jesus and I'm still the same asshole I am right now. Is something going to change?
Nah.
Nah, I doubt that. I doubt that. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, man.
The tribes that haven't ever heard of Jesus. You think if there was a God that just sent them to hell because information hasn't reached them yet?
Zim, you have picked, like, you put the biggest point on the board today. Like, what about everyone else? like. Everyone else who wasn't born in the state of the United States that isn't Christian, are they going to hell? If they can answer me that question, which the answer is usually yes, they're going to hell.
Then how can you even, I wouldn't want to love that God.
Exactly. Like, I just couldn't, it's not a, and you know what? I can't sit there and say that, hey, maybe that's how he's running it. You know what I mean? A dictatorship. That's how he's rolling with this. This is not questionable. If that's how it is, man, then that's how it is. But I don't buy it. You know? You won't have me put my kids in that.
But no.
You know, like, I won't do that. Like, you know what I mean? They want you to come baptize your child as soon as they come out as soon as they slip out, like, go baptize them. I'm like, wow, I'm putting a lot on the kid as an infant, aren't I? Like, you're going to sin, son. I got to get you right now. Like, oh, my God, the kid might be an angel for his whole life. Oh, then the Bible says, well, if he's too good, then God will take him. What?
How the fuck is
what?
That's exactly...
I need that kid. Can he stay here? Like, no. God's got to take him because he's special, and he can't stay with you. I'm like, well, then, damn. It's just so much, Zim. It's so much.
It is. It's. I go on for months, but
months.
So
you know, they give us 50. They give us 59 minutes to do this. So you know what I mean. we can't necessarily go into months on it, but It's a lot, man. I just wish a lot of people would open their eyes and I wouldn't say close their eyes to the idea of God, but open their eyes to the idea of working for something.